In Washington, the political wheels have been turning. President Barack Obama meeting with lawmakers and sending key cabinet members to Congress to make the case for a military response. But across much of America, where summer vacations have ended and kids are heading back to school, many people are weary.
We've been in perpetual wars, which is one ends, another starts.
And strategic military attacks were going to happen in Iraq, and we're still there 10 years later, and it bankrupted the country. So, you know, why go through that again?
That reluctance to get involved in Syria is clear in the latest polls. A Washington Post ABC News poll finds 59% of Americans oppose U.S. missile strikes on Syria, compared to 36% in favor. Another poll by the Pew Research Center finds 48% of Americans opposing strikes, with only 29% in favor. But what if the U.S. doesn't go it alone and has help from other countries, like Britain or France? In that case, support for action rises to 46%, though more than half of Americans still say no. And despite the case being made by the president, for lots of people, there are still too many what-ifs. Independent pollster John Zogby talked to VOA via Skype.
Americans need to be sure of outcomes if we're going to become engaged in any kind of war.
For some in the U.S., taking action is a moral imperative.
I think we need to do something about it. I don't think it's right that we let this madman kill and pillage his country like he's doing.
Others say it's not that they don't care, but they don't think military strikes will help.
Concerned about it as a response, I doubt it would deter any future attacks.
You know, are we trading one monster for a worse monster?
Many Americans are urging their lawmakers to focus on other problems, like the economy and health care, which they feel might have a shot, however slim, of getting fixed. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
Future generations.